Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we're going to talk about a potential teachable moment and why it's likely to be missed. We're going to talk about Mexico, we're going to talk about water, and we're going to talk about information ecosystems. Okay, so a question has come in a few times, and it's whether or not something that's occurring in Mexico will end up being that moment where portions of the American right wake up to the dangers of climate change. And it's a nice thought. Let's go over what's occurring first. If you don't know, Mexico City's in trouble when it comes to their water supply. They're having real issues getting enough water out to everybody. It's just the supply isn't there. You already have instances where people are using water twice, meaning they're bathing with it and then using the runoff from the bath to flush their toilets, that kind of thing. And the officials are saying, you know, day zero isn't on the horizon, don't worry about it, all of that. There are those who are questioning whether or not the officials are accurate in those statements. Some suggesting that a day zero could occur within months. Okay. The question is this going to help the American right understand that we have to address climate change? I applaud the idealism. I really do. But you need to think about the demographic you're trying to reach. Those people who do not believe that climate change is a threat, or they don't believe that humanity has anything to do with it, generally speaking, they are people who truly buy into American exceptionalism. They're not going to view it as a wake-up moment. It will reinforce their own biases because those people in their information ecosystem that are the thought leaders will intentionally do that. They will spin it so the point isn't made. It won't be, look, we need to do something about our climate infrastructure. We need to move towards resiliency. No, we need to do something about border security because that city's got 20 million people in it and they're going to come here. That's how it's going to be played. You cannot count on the American right to have a wake-up moment until it is impacting Americans, because they don't care. Their biases prevent them from learning. It's what it is. The people who are major figures within that community, the thought leaders there, they benefit from the status quo more than most. They want to maintain the status quo. This will be used to fearmonger, not provide a solution. Remember, they need the fear. They need the fear. That's how they stay in control. A solution in being proactive, it doesn't actually help them. They need the fear. Now, something that is important to remember is that most people, the overwhelming majority of Americans, understand that climate change is an issue. It's not about awareness anymore. It's not about raising awareness. People are aware. It's about getting action from government. It's about getting that transition moving even faster. There's been big strides, but we need more. It's not enough. That's where we're at. Those people who haven't caught on yet, they're not going to. The drive for awareness, you're beyond that now. Now it's time to get that transition underway and get it underway at a much faster rate than it is occurring. You can't wait for people to wake up who have no intention of it and have no desire to better the world. Those people who are happy being afraid, those people who enjoy listening to those who fearmonger, they're not going to be reached in the way that you hope. It's time to move from raising awareness to trying to get more action. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.